You are listening to the Limitless Life Chiro podcast. If you are interested in unlocking your body's wisdom and accessing its innate ability to heal, I will be covering all my tips and tricks through working with my clients, as well as my own healing journey of looking to become just a little bit more limitless. Enjoy. I decided to do some barefoot hiking as kind of a experimental project. I really enjoy testing out stuff on myself just to kind of see what happens, as well as if I'd give it as a proper recommendation to clients of mine, and for what reason, and what does it feel like, and what's the experience like, and different things like that. I like to just test out new things. So these are some of the lessons that I learned from doing the barefoot hiking. I did this for once a week for about, it was about 8 weeks or so. Actually, I think a little bit longer. It was about 12 weeks, and then I missed 2 weeks in between at some point. And so one of the first things I originally realized when I started doing this was, one, it hurt. It definitely hurt on the first day. And about 20 minutes in, I would have this like endorphin-like release where I was really like self-conscious and kind of focused on how people were receiving me or different things like that, or I was having all these chaotic thoughts. And then about 20 minutes in, I started realizing this consistently as I kept doing this. Is all of a sudden my brain would just kind of calm down and just relax. And there's almost like this parasympathetic or relaxed nervous system state that started to kick in as I kept going. There was almost a shift in my neurology, as well as when I got back in the car and started driving off away from the place I was hiking, I could still feel it in my nervous system. Like there was like some remnant of information or expansiveness or the way that my body was actually perceiving information. So that was more on the physical side of what actually occurred. A big proponent of this was really, I like to do new experiences. I think it's so important that we shake up the pot a little bit, especially for our nervous system, to create new neural networks and new experiences to integrate at higher levels and get more complexity of information in the nervous system. This allows us to keep growing and evolving in life, and allows us to have better experiences and more capacity for life. So I'm always personally looking to add in more new experiences into my repertoire. And that's another reason why I decided to do barefoot hiking, and just to kind of shake up and see what happens in that process. And I recommend this for you as well. It can be as simple as, you know, taking a different drive to work or breaking your routine a little bit. And it kind of changes your nervous system and just helps your nervous system think of a new way or a new perspective of approaching things. Another experience I had in this was probably the third one on my list is social anxiety. I had a lot of social anxiety doing this. I got responses from varying degrees, everything from people looking at me crazy. I had some people that gave me a face like they almost like they wanted, had like contempt towards me, which was kind of alarming. And then I had folks who were literally cheering me on or saying, "Hey, I want to do that too." And I would literally offer them and be like, "Okay, you can do it yourself. You're welcome to pull off your shoes." It's not like almost like needing permission. So I got a lot of range of interesting experiences of how people responded to me and reacted to me being barefoot. And I had something really unique happen towards the end where I kind of stopped caring. My last barefoot hike, and I'll talk a little bit more about this. My last barefoot hike, I hit a point where I just stopped caring, and it was really cool to experience. I went for 60 minutes on my last one, and it was really fascinating that I switched to kind of becoming neutral towards everybody. I was just focused on my hike, and it was like a meditation where I just started getting my rhythm and started going. And it really didn't matter if people had a positive or negative like reaction to me. I kind of stopped caring. And it was really cool to experience that, of like getting started early on, of just constantly being, having social anxiety of everybody's going to judge me. People are going to look at me this way, and they're going to respond to me this way. And then my last hike, my most recent one, I literally was just didn't even care. I was just focused on what my task was to get done. And my task was to complete this hike and go for 60 minutes. And so I did. And it was interesting becoming more neutral towards everything. I didn't care if it was positive or negative. And I relate this much to just broader experience of when we try something new, or we're trying to create something new or do something new. We have a bunch of social anxiety around, maybe, am I doing it right? Is this how I'm supposed to do it? Maybe I need more information. Trying to be perfectionist about it. And instead, just thinking about it as just keep getting reps in, and eventually it won't matter it's kind of a moot point, and just keep going, keep going, keep going, just one more rep, one more step, and just keep going. And that was something I experienced at the end on this last hike, especially, was it hit a point where I was in a lot of pain. I actually got a blood blister from the last hike, and it didn't start hurting. I actually had no issues till about 40, 45 minutes in. And I had probably tracked about 2 miles up, I would imagine, although I'm not very good at judging distances, but I probably hiked for a good distance there. And it when I was hitting the point of pain, where it was literally every step was just kind of like actually excruciating pain, I was so focused on my feet. And what I was doing was just focusing on one more step, it's almost over, one more step, and just keep going and just keep going. I've even switched recently in my life. I literally, my wallpaper on my phone has been switched to one more rep. And that's not because of like working out, just reminding in all areas of life, just getting one more rep in, just getting one more rep, and focusing less on the quality of the steps and more of just getting it done and being more focused on that and more enlivened by that. And the last one, and this is probably number 6 on my list, was something I noticed was adaptability and just how rapidly my body started to adapt. I mean, within the second and third hike, my feet were already feeling pretty good throughout. It was probably like 80% irritation on my first hike. And then my second and third one were probably approximately like 10 to 15%. So just recognizing the ability of the body to adapt very, very rapidly and very quickly and responsive. And what was really cool was I actually missed for 2 weeks. I wasn't consistent. And those 2 weeks, I was like, ah, crud, I'm going to come back and it's going to hurt even more. And it didn't. I actually kept my calluses from, even though it was a decent distance of time until I had done my last one. And yes, it hurt a little bit more, but I actually retained most of my calluses and I retained most of what was going on. And I kind of took that as a reminder of, even in life, when we are in this space where we feel like we've lost track or we lost our routine and, you know, we're maybe not giving ourselves a lot of grace, we still retain a lot of what we did. And even if we're not consistent, like, what's really important is not quitting and keeping going. And that was probably the last important lesson that I have. And even now I look at my feet and I'm like, oh, they're really calloused. And I'm recognizing that I'm probably not going to lose these calluses anytime soon, which is really cool. So that was a really exciting experience. And so these are pretty much the five or six things that I really learned and took away from doing barefoot hikes. And it was a really enjoyable experience. I recommend everybody try it at least once. Of course, health-wise, proceed at your own caution. And I really recommend people do this, even if it's for 10, 15 minutes, just to experience what it's like to walk like our ancestors did. I mean, they didn't have shoes. They just walked everywhere. And, you know, it was difficult just to walk for 60 minutes. I can't imagine not even having access to shoes at all. And I, you know, over time, of course, your feet adapt, but it was definitely a different experience. And it didn't actually, you know, get in the mentality of like, I never want to wear shoes again. I was actually the opposite. I had a lot more respect for having the technology we do with shoes and, you know, having more respect for, you know, wearing shoes and everything. Because some of those hikes I got towards the end and I was just like, wow, I just want to put my shoes back on. Like, I'm ready to be done. And so it gave me a lot more respect and love for the technologies and amazing things we have. Thanks for listening. Make sure to leave us a review and comment if you have any questions or topics you want us to hop into, as well as share with any friends that you think it might help. And if you are interested in working with us, feel free to go to www.limitlesschiropractic.org and you can sign up for a free consult just to get familiar with myself and see if you'd like to work with us. Stay limitless.